Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Smiley Notes. This is your host, Sharice Taylor, and today on the Smiley Notes, we're talking about how to keep joy, how to keep joy, how to go through your go-throughs and still keep, you know, your joy, your happiness about you. And so I wanted to share about that because I've recently been going through a couple of things myself, and they've been difficult. And, you know, they're not things that I've really, you know, publicized to family and friends, but I've gone through some things, you know, some hardships and some struggles. And, you know, yet when I step outside of myself, I don't know that, I think some of my, you know, my mom can always tell when there's something going on with me. She will, it's funny. Mothers are just, she'll call out of the blue, "What's going on?" And I'm like, "What? Don't give me what? What's going on?" And I'm like, "This is crazy." You know, how does she know? I need her to get out of my head. But anyway, gone through some struggles and gone through some things. And, you know, some of those struggles are still present, but I choose joy. I choose hope. And, you know, people will ask me this, customers that I help at work, coworkers, friends, casual acquaintances, "Sharice, you know, you seem to always have it together. You seem to always have it together. You seem to always be happy." And the truth of the matter is that I'm not always happy. Things are not always going well in my life. But I choose joy. You know, it's, to me, it's just it's a choice. It's like I think the thing for me that I get is, no matter the circumstance and the go-through, and God knows there have been some, I know that God is alive, His Spirit is alive in me, and as long as God is alive and I'm alive, there's hope. You know, there's hope that the situation can be turned around. There's hope that you can come out. I think it was Winston Churchill that said, if you're going through hell, keep going through, the key word being through. Keep going through. Keep pushing through. You're going to make it. You're going to survive. You've got to just, you know, you have to just say, I just get up out of bed and I say, God, I don't feel like getting up. You know, I'm real honest. Why not be honest with the God, with your Heavenly Father, with the God, with God? Why not be honest with Him? Because He knows what's going on. He just wants that communication. He wants us to share, open up, and talk to Him like a good friend. And so there's some mornings where I'm like, I got to get up, I got to get dressed, I got to put on some hair. I got to put on my face and I got to go do this thing called life today. And I just don't feel like it. I don't want to. And I just tell God, I said, God, I need something. You know, I need something. And usually I'll just kind of lie there in the bed, or I'll get out of bed and I'll just get on my knees and I'll just say, God, you're going to have to do this. I'm going to get up from my prayer place here. I'm going to brush my teeth, and you're going to have to take it from there. And before I know it, I'm coming back through the door, you know, and checking the mail, and I made it. I made it through and had a good, productive day because God is on our side, you know. And so I want to speak to anyone who listens to this broadcast and they're just like, I'm tired, Sharice. I don't feel like going on. My relationships are out of control. I'm having health issues. My spouse is having issues. Our marriage is frail and broken. I'm having issues with my kids. I'm not in the career that I want. I'm not in the job that I want. I'm being bullied at work. I'm underemployed. I'm unemployed. I just, you know, I'm experiencing grief at the loss of a loved one, of a pet, of whatever. Anyone who's discouraged, anyone who is hurt and is broken, I want you to know, I've been there, done that, got the T-shirt, got the cap, got the pen. I'm telling you this, if you can't do anything but pray, help me, Jesus. Those three words, help me, Jesus. If you can't muster anything else, say those three words and say it with everything you got. And Jesus is going to draw near to you. He's going to come. He's going to send his Holy Spirit to be a comforter, to be a guide. And just ask Jesus for what you need. I need strength. I need help. I need hope. I need joy. I need encouragement. Because I've been there, you know. And, you know, I have a particular struggle that is still not resolved, but due to prayer and hope, I know that it's going to flip, you know what I'm saying? So the thing is, for me, we have promises of God's word in the Bible, and they're solid. You know, they're not going anywhere. So I'm just like, well, you know, I don't see the solution yet, but that doesn't mean that the solution is not here, that it's not on its way to manifesting itself in my life. I know that it's coming, so that's where I get it from, you all. It's not that, you know, people say that you just always smiling in the hallway, always walking with a pep in your step. And it's not because every day is great. It's because God is great. So, I don't know. I just wanted to share from my heart because I see people all the time, and you probably see people like this as well. Just, they're down. They're like, they're discouraged. They're like, it's not going to happen for me. I'm not going to get the breakthrough in my business. I'm not going to get this job. My marriage is over. It's not going to heal. My kids are lost or whatever. But you are going to make it. And the situation is going to turn around. Not because I know you personally, but because I know the God that created you and me and the God that rules this universe. And it's going to turn around. So I just wanted to encourage you and tell you that joy is yours. Joy is yours. And until we meet again, please remember to smile. It's going to encourage you. It's going to encourage someone else. And until we meet again, these are the Smiley Notes. I'll talk to you again soon. Be encouraged, my friend. Bye-bye.